Why are you running for the Wrangell Medical Center Board?
I am running for the Wrangell Medical Center Board for the following reasons. Our local Wrangell community is ready to launch an outstanding, forward-thinking, visionary model of quality health care for this entire community, borough, and all of Southeast Alaska. For the past 50 years, I have been privileged and always humbled in my own small, unprofessional way to assist in providing quality, affordable health care to my community. I would like to be part of the governing board who accomplishes the completion of this long dreamed of, fiercely fought for medical care campus. Now is the time. This is the hour for our united, infused community to get the job done. Our entire community will have the pride of ownership. However, I do feel that my long-term involvement and knowledge in supplying rural health care will be of value in the overall project and the other pressing issues that the board will be facing immediately. Thank you for your continuing support, interest, and concern in this project. If you are so inclined to vote for me, thank you. But no matter how you vote, would you please be sure and vote on August 21st? Thank you.
Please describe how your skills and background would enhance the board. What makes you qualified?
What makes me qualified? Well, I have been actively involved in primary health care, both career-wise and volunteering my time on health care boards and commissions on the local, state, and national levels for many years. I spent over 35 years in hospital fiscal services and administration and served as board recording secretary for the majority of those years. Following my retirement from Wrangell General Hospital, I served almost two full terms on the board of directors, and I resigned when my personal core values conflicted with the then hospital administration. I also serve on our locally federally qualified health clinic board. That's Alaska Island Community Services. The new physicians clinic, opening in mid-September, is the first component of our entire new Wrangell Medical Campus. The clinic was completed on time, on budget, stick-built, at no cost at all to the community. I learned a lot during the medical construction project from there, and that will be helpful to me during the decision making by the board for the new hospital building.
What are some of the top challenges facing the board, and how do you propose to approach them?
Unfortunately, there are more challenges facing the newly formed board than we can count. My concerns are not prioritized in any order because they are all urgent. The new health care reform bill, called Obama Health Care, became law effective last week on August 1st. We don't yet know how it is going to cost us in revenue, but being in the chairs working when Medicare and Medicaid came in 1966, it's going to cost us. Number two that I'm concerned about is the recruitment and the retention of healthcare professionals. This has become more than difficult for our community. It's become almost impossible. We have to return to our core values and in our credentialing of our professional staff. Right at the top of the heap is the hiring of a new administrator, and that's going to be probably a long, involved process. I would guess from 4 to 6 months by the time that we recruit, interview, and thoroughly vet the candidate. And at the same time, in conjunction with that, Olinda White, who's been our fiscal officer for a little over 20 years, has stated that she is retiring effective 12/31 of this year. And will Olinda change? Will she stay a little longer? We don't know. So we need to probably recruit for that fiscal office position along with the administrator. I think that we might need to be looking for an interim administrator. And then we need to restart our reestablish our good name and our mission.
Will you submit your name for the general election as well?
You bet. We have a long agenda to accomplish that will end with the opening of our new hospital and completing our wonderful medical campus. My grandmother had a saying, "It's not over until the fat lady sings." And I want to be there to hear that lady sing. So thank you for your community support. And I want to thank you for your vote, however you choose to vote, on August 21st. Thank you.